Here's Paul Ercolino, Steve's brother. Paul, it's Boomer and Craig. Our thoughts, of course, go out to your entire family, and we're grieving along with you. We're sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Craig, and I wanted to thank all the people that are out there that are grieving, and sending the well wishes to my brother, who was killed outside his offices in the Empire State Building. And I just wanted to express the deep love and that everyone felt for him, and I wanted to just express the type of person that he was, and the fact that he was. We're sports fans. We love sports fans, and we use sports as a refuge for how to get away from tragedy. Never more than this. And I know if he was this morning, he'd be calling you up screaming about how horrific the Jets are and how awful the Mets are. And sports is an important fabric, and it will be an important fabric of our lives. And Boomer, he loved you. He was a lefty. He wore numbers. He's the number seven type of guy. He had a swagger to him that he could have been like an athlete or a movie star. That's the type of person that he was. And just to know the grieving that we all go through, and how we use sports, and a person like yourself, Boomer and Craig, with the tragedies that go on, sports is always what we go back to, and we're going to need that. Our family is going to need that ability. And I just wanted to also make a point that the horrific journalism that's going on surrounding my brother, and the sprawling headlines and the pictures that were in the New York Post and the New York Times that my family had to see and endure. To see those pictures that were the most horrific pictures, they gave Osama bin Laden more respect and dignity than my brother sprawled out with blood coming from him. So I would just make a plea to everyone who's out there that are reading these stories. There's a family behind grieving and dying for one of their own right now, and we need all your support.
Well, Paul, we appreciate the fact that, I can't imagine what you're going through, but appreciate the fact that in some small way, you know, sports is helping you out, or listening to the show is helping you out. Obviously, if there's anything we can do off the air for your family, sports-wise, we're happy to do it. And I know, I think you're burying him today, is that right?
No, we're having the wake today,
okay.
The wake tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we're burying him on Wednesday.
Okay.
But I know he would... We're a sports family. He's a Jet fan. I'm a Giant fan. My father and me are Giant fans. Him and my brother are the Jet fans. And we use sports. We talk sports every day of our lives.
Right.
And it was something that brought us all together. I call into Mike's show all the time. I call in Mike, as Paul from New City, talk about the Mets. And the last thing he told me, I called in last week when Mike was on, and I was talking about the Mets, and after I hung up the phone, I get a phone call from him. He says, you're still talking about the stinking Mets. And I'm like,
there's a lot of people saying that.
That was the last thing I heard from him.
Right.
And I was bringing my son to Syracuse University, moving him in with a lot of friends of ours that have brought their daughters and sons to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the news from my father that this had happened. And it was the most beautiful day of my life, became the most horrific day.
Sure.
So I just wanted to say that to everyone, and I appreciate the support and all the well wishes of what it needs.
Well, you have them from us as well. Our best to your family. I'm going to put you on hold, Paul, so I'll grab your number. And if Boom and I can do anything off the air, we're happy to do it. And our best to your family. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of you, okay? Hang on one sec. Al, just grab up Paul's number.
You don't realize when your life gets turned upside down like that. And, you know, we all know where we were when this thing was breaking. Sure. And we could all only hope that nobody was killed. And unfortunately, you read the story about what happened here and you realize just how deranged this person was.
Yep.
It's just, my heart is broken for that family.